Let me invite you to take your Bibles and turn back with me to the New Testament, book of John, the Gospel of John. Tonight we're going to start the first of a few weeks series on truths that transform. The Gospel of John, chapter 10, and I want to look at verses 1 through 9. Sometimes whenever you and I come to the Scripture, because maybe we struggle with some cultural issues and some of those things that are in Scripture, sometimes we have a hard time understanding what Scripture is exactly saying. And that's somewhat the situation in this particular passage of Scripture. Jesus is speaking, and he has given John the privilege of writing this. And when you come to John chapter 10, Jesus is talking to his disciples, to those that will listen to him, about who he is. You know, if there's one thing that will transform your life and my life, it's when we come to understand who Jesus is and who he is to you and to me. Not just who he is in the world or who he is out there in the universe, but the obligation, the voluntary obligation that he has given to you and me about what he will be to us, not only today, not only tomorrow, but that he will be for all of eternity. I want you to look in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 9. Listen carefully to what Jesus says. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable Jesus spake unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. One of the struggles that we understand, that we face from time to time, is trying to understand exactly the culture of what's taking place. So if you would, for just a moment, I'd like to ask you to use your God-given spiritual imagination for just a moment. You and I are traveling, and we arrive in a place called Bethlehem. We hover down over the fields of Bethlehem, and as we hover over those fields, they're lush, they're beautiful, they're green. It's those pastures where David would be the shepherd. And as you stop, we come to a particular place, and there is this large, don't know exactly what it is until the man explains it to us, but it's a large edifice of some type. It's higher than what we could scale. And we walk around that edifice, and as we walk around it, we see hoof prints going in and out of it. And in just a short period of time, there is a man that comes up to us, and we ask him, sir, what is this structure right here? We've never been to Bethlehem. We don't know what this is. Could you please help us understand? Well, the man introduces himself, and he said, I am a shepherd. This is the door to the sheepfold. This is a sheepfold that you're looking at. But we see a very strange sight. We look at the edifice, and we look at the sheepfold, but there's one thing strangely missing. There is no door. And so we ask the shepherd, sir, where is the door? If the sheep are going to be protected from all harm and from all danger, where is the door of protection? And then you listen to him say a strange thing. He says, I am the door. Are you saying, sir, that you stay here all the time? He said, that is exactly what I'm saying. You see, here's what I do. These are my sheep. I will pitch a tent, and I will keep vigil 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. But then something else strangely happens. He pulls back his cloak, and you see the most horrible sight. You see where he has been mauled. You look on his right arm, and down his arm are scars, because he has fought the lions, he has fought the wolves, he has fought every enemy of the sheep. And you look on his side, and he has a club. And that club is for protection for all of his sheep. It is in that type of context that Jesus is speaking. It is that type of context that the people in Jesus' time would have understood. And so it's that context tonight that I want you and me to understand this passage of Scripture, because that's exactly the type of audience that Jesus was speaking to. Because when Jesus was speaking to those that were listening this parable, he made it very clear to them. He said, I want you to understand this divine truth. I am your door. In other words, there is something about the very person of Jesus Christ that he, no matter what is going to happen to your life, nothing can happen to you but what it first of all goes through the very life and the very heart of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I want you to jot down some principles out of this passage of Scripture, because these will wonderfully transform your life if you will allow them to sink deep into your spirit. It is amazing that a lot of times we just think that things can happen to our life in any old way they can, but that is absolutely ridiculous. It's not consistent with the Word of God. Jesus said, I want you to understand that I am the door for your life. In other words, if you know me by grace through faith, if you're a child of God, I am going to be the door for your life, not only for time, but for eternity. And so when Jesus speaks this word, he's not just talking about the crucifixion, but he's looking past the crucifixion to the resurrected life that he's going to give to you and me. And he says, I want you to understand that I am the door. Well, what type of door? Now, I want you to look very carefully in verse 9. Because first of all, he says, I want you to understand, I am the door of protection. He says, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Now, whenever the shepherd would take care of the sheep, it was his responsibility to protect. There was absolutely nothing, and there was not going to be a single solitary thing that would get by the shepherd to get to the sheep. Sheep didn't know all their enemies. They didn't know every enemy that they had, but here's what they did know. They did know who their shepherd was. And you know, there is protection by our Lord by the severe elements. You know, you think about the elements that come into your life and mine, and you know, he knows our human minds. He knows the way we are, and he knows that there are things in our life that come. You know, we face all types of winds and snows and storms in our life and all sorts of things that would threaten, and that's the same thing that would threaten these precious sheep. And what the shepherd would do, he would make sure that those sheep were always secure, they were always safe, and they were always protected. Now, when you get it in your heart that the Lord Jesus is going to always protect you, always, it's not going to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday he's going to protect you, or Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday he's going to protect you. He is going to always, under all circumstances, guard you, guide you, protect you. That will absolutely change the way you live your life. There will be a security about your life and the way you live and the way you walk. You will have that inner confidence, that inner security. Why? Because the Bible says he is the door, he is the shepherd, he is the protection. And you know, sheep couldn't understand all about storms, and you and I don't know all about storms and all the things that happen in our life. As a matter of fact, just a few moments ago before some of you came in, the lights went out and it was dark in here. And I think they're giving some flood storms. We don't know all about the floods of life. We know that sometimes we're in them. But when you look in this passage of Scripture, it was the shepherd's responsibility to guard the sheep. It is Jesus' responsibility in your life, to my life, to guard our lives. That is simply who he is. Just like the shepherd says, I am the door. I keep vigil 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. There was not a day that he was off duty. There is something about the vigilance of a shepherd. That's why Jesus calls us his sheep. He said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they what? Follow me. They don't follow another one. They follow me. And so, you know, Bible makes it very clear. There's a lot of dangers that loom in our lives and, you know, danger, death, doom. But here's the reality. Inside the sheepfold, there's safety. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world. But here's what the Lord wants you to understand. And he wants you to get it deep in your spirit. When you get it there, it will transform you. That there is nothing, not one single solitary thing, that can ever attack your life without his loving and divine permission. Do you think a shepherd would just stand back and say, you know what, go on in, Mr. Wolf. Go on in, Mr. Lion. Listen, if you would look at some of the shepherds, as I just mentioned a moment ago, they would have scars. They'd have scars on their stomach. They'd have scars because if it was necessary, they would give their life for the sheep. You remember what Jesus said? The good shepherd lays down his life. And so Jesus is saying to everyone that's going to listen to him, he said, I want you to understand that I am your door. I'm the door. I'm your protector. I'm going to always protect you from the severe elements. And I'm going to protect you from the savage enemies. You know, listen to the very words of Jesus himself. He says, by me, if any man enter, he shall be safe. I don't know of a much, I'm sure there has been much more dangerous times in history, but we live in a dangerous, volatile time. But, you know, the Bible says that here goes the shepherd, and the sheep are right beside him, right behind him, and the Bible says they won't listen to another one. And, you know, what if a lion or a wolf or a bear or somebody else came after the sheep? Well, it was the responsibility of the shepherd to take care of it. It was the responsibility of the shepherd to kill it. And you see, here's the thing about it. When you're a child of God, as you've come to faith in Jesus Christ, it is the responsibility of your shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, to protect you and to care for you. Have you ever thought about some of the ways he's cared for you and protected you? Maybe you was getting ready to go to work and you had a flat and you thought, well, man, that flat wasn't protection. And then you heard that somebody had a bad accident and if you'd been on the road, you would have been there. Or just that deep impression inside of your spirit, he directed you one way from harm and danger. And you know, the Bible says that we're always going to face savage enemies. We're always going to face all sorts of things in this life. And you know, the Bible reminds you and me, and I think it's in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, the devil roams the earth like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Let me ask you a question. Why are you not devoured if Satan is roaming the earth like a roaring lion? Why don't he strangle you and choke you up? Why don't he devour your life? Because you have a shepherd that is protecting you 24/7, 365, in ways that your mind and my mind cannot comprehend in this one earthly life. And you see, Paul said it this way. He said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of wickedness in high places. So he is our protector. He protects us from the enemies. He protects us from the elements. And the Bible says that he even protects us from those subtle enticements in life. He says, by me, if any man enter, he shall be safe. Now think about this for a moment. Tell me a single solitary person that you ever know of that has ever got in trouble obeying Jesus. Now, they may get in trouble with some of their friends because their friends don't want to listen to them. But you will never find an unblessed life that is busy obeying the Lord. You will never find an unprotected sheep that is busy listening to the shepherd and following the shepherd. That simply never did happen. And you see what Jesus said? He said, if any man follow me, if any man enter, he'll be safe. In other words, you and I are sheep. And by the way, and I say this in all kindness, and I've said this before, but it's worthy of saying again. Have you ever stopped to realize that sheep are the most helpless, defenseless, and really not most intelligent animal in the animal kingdom? They're the only animal that has to have a human being to help defend them. Because they honestly have no defensive mechanism about them. They don't have those teeth that could tear somebody. They don't have claws that could claw somebody. They literally have to have a human being for their protector. And Jesus did that deliberately and intentionally because he said, I want you to understand for all of your earthly life, I am going to be your divine protector no matter come what may. You don't walk through this life alone. You can't walk through this life alone. It is literally an impossibility. Jesus says, I am the shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. I know them. In other words, there's not a sheep that knows the shepherd and the shepherd doesn't know them. And you see, you know, there's all sorts of enticements in the world. You know, John says, love not the world nor the things that are in the world. If a man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in this world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, is not of the Father. You know, when you're busy serving and giving yourself to the Lord God, it's amazing the protection you get from him. The story is told one time of Billy Graham. Someone, well, not just someone, but over and over through the years, there's been satanic attempts on his life to try to get him to wreck, hurt, ruin his life and character like there is toward you and toward me. But story has it, and it's a documented story from years gone by, that he was going up to his motel room, and there was one of his assistants that was with him. But the story goes that in this room, there was a woman that when he walked in the room, she was going to run up to him and hug him. And there was a man there with a camera that was going to take his picture. And then they're going to put it on the tabloids and probably ruin the life of one of the greatest evangelists in the country. Well, his heart is given to serve the Lord, to obey the Lord, to follow the Lord. And listen, don't you ever think that you do that and the Lord's not going to protect you. Here's what happened. Opened the door. His assistant was there. She came and ran toward Dr. Graham, but she hugged the wrong man. Plan thwarted right there. Why? Because God makes it clear he protects his own. Listen, Scripture makes it very clear, and you don't need to live this life scared half to death, worried to death, fretting to death, because here's what Jesus said in this passage of Scripture. I am the door. Nobody's going to get to your life. Nobody is going to devastate your life. Don't you dare allow that to go to your mind. So many people are just wringing their hands, scared half to death. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. Jesus said, remember that I am the door. Nobody is going to get to your life, but what, first of all, they go by the sovereign hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, you know, that gives you encouragement because there's protection. You know, one of the things that I pray, and one of the, you know, I just remind myself as I pray and talk to the Father, Father, this world is under your hand. You're the sovereign God, case closed. Nothing happens apart from you. Not one single solitary thing. And that means that you're in his hands and nothing's going to happen. And that's not just some saying words. That's the divine truth. But not only is he the door of the protection, the Bible says, look in verse 9 carefully. He shall go in and out and find pasture. In other words, he's the door of purpose. How many of you, and don't answer this out loud, but until you came to faith in Jesus Christ and were redeemed and saved, you didn't know what life was all about. And when you were saved and you joined the church of the Lord Jesus Christ and you got involved, man, you finally found out what purpose is all about. Psychologists, scientists, and those in medicine all tell us that every one of us are designed for purpose. As a matter of fact, I've heard it said, and I've had good friends who've told me that said, you know, Pastor, whatever I do, I'm going to try not to retire because, you know, when you retire, you just sit down and said, this one person told me, said, I know a lot of people a year after they retired, they died. Why? No purpose. No purpose. I look at some of you and you're in your maybe senior years of life and so filled with purpose. I can hardly track some of you down. Why? Because life full of purpose. I catch up with you, but you've already left and there's just a little smoke there where you used to be because you've gone on to your next destination. Why? Because of a life full of purpose. Listen to what Jesus said. He'll go in and out and find pasture. Now, You and I don't fulfill our purpose until we've done what our Creator designed us to do, and we're sheep. You know, one of the things about sheep is this. Until you enter that door of purpose, there is no joy in life. And the purpose of the sheep is, you know, to go in and out the sheepfold and to be a part of the, you know, what the shepherd has done. And Paul reminds us that when it comes to your life and my life in Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship. Whose workmanship? We are the workmanship of the Lord Jesus Christ, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Your life is the most exciting when you're serving the Lord. Your life is the most exciting when you're giving yourself and serving and giving and serving. Are you worn out at the end of the day? You better believe it. Nobody has to rock you to sleep unless they use little bitty rocks. But I mean, you're absolutely worn out. Why? Because you're serving on purpose. And that's exactly what Jesus says. You know, God has a plan for every life, and that plan is so ordered that every believer can find it. Listen, when you are serving and giving and serving and giving, there is something exciting because somebody else is receiving. Somebody else is getting a part of your life. Somebody else is, you're investing in somebody's life. And when you leave this world, your life will have impacted more people than you could ever imagine or dream. And so the Bible makes it very clear that he's the door of purpose. You know, the Bible says, when you look in verse 9, he says the words in and out. Now, go in and out. In other words, that means liberty. You know, when you come to faith in Jesus Christ, he don't give you laws and legalism. I love what Galatians says. It's for freedom's sake that Christ sets you free. You know, and you read Paul's letter to Timothy, and Paul tells Timothy, he says, I charge you richly to enjoy the things of God. God's given us all things richly to enjoy, Timothy. Paul enjoyed each passing day. He enjoyed fellowship with the believers. He enjoyed every aspect of life. Now, there are some things in life we don't really want. We don't want pain. We don't want trouble. We don't want difficulty. But I honestly believe that a godly man or a godly woman, they find the positives in that. And you see, you know, it's liberty. Lord Jesus didn't save you to put you in bondage. The Lord saved you so that you could enjoy this one God-given life. And you see, not only is he the door of purpose, but the Bible says he's the door of provision. By the way, let me say this before I get to that one. You know, in John 10:9, look at it. It says the phrase in and out. Literally means that means a life that is full of purpose and full of vitality. In other words, one of the things about this church, we use the doors a lot because there's a lot of in and out. I mean, we go in and out of these doors a lot. You don't have to hinge or put WD-40 because they're used a lot. There's a lot of activity. And that's exactly what Jesus is referring to. You know, psychologists, all, you know, studies have been made that psychologists agree that one of the secrets of a life of loyalty is that life of purpose, that life that has full, meaningful purpose about it. Well, not only is he the door of purpose, and he's the door of protection, but I love the third one. He's the door of provision. Now, I want you to notice back in verse 9, he shall go in and out and find pasture. Now, one of the things about a shepherd is this. Shepherd knew what a sheep needed. Shepherd didn't scratch his head and wonder what these sheep needed. He knew what the sheep needed. Jesus says he'll go out in and out and find pasture. No doubt that maybe part of what Jesus is referring to there goes back to even the Old Testament book of Psalms. You know, the Bible says in Psalms 23:2, you remember that passage, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And another way that it's said is, he maketh me to lie down in pastures of tender grass. By the way, did you know that you'll never find a hungry sheep laying down? There is no such thing as a hungry sheep ever laying down. They lay down when they're full and contented. Think about it a moment. When you go home tonight, what will you do? Maybe pop some popcorn. Maybe get the sandwich out. You might run and get that peanut butter and crackers and get the crunchy type. Then you'll have your little snack. Maybe get you a soda, Coke. Maybe get you a glass of tea. Maybe you'll splurge and have milk. And then you'll be fed, and after a little while, you say, I think I'm going to go to bed because you're satisfied. You're feeling good. Listen to me real carefully. Don't you think that our Father loves us so much, He's not going to let you be gaunt, in need, needy? And that's exactly what Jesus is referring to. He said, you know, Bible makes it clear, there's pasture. Now, you and I look at green grass and we don't think it's very sightly because that's not what we like to eat. But that's steak to sheep. Why? Because that's their diet. The Bible says, He leads me beside the still waters. And you see, the reality of it is, nothing better illustrates an abundant life than those sheep along those green pastures, tender grass, chewing to their heart's content, and then just laying down when they're so full. You know what we miss out on and what we misunderstand terribly? Sometimes we just think we have to beg Jesus for crumbs. That's the most foreign thing to Scripture. Paul said it this way, and my God shall supply all of your need according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Never a depression in heaven, never a recession in heaven, never any bankruptcy in heaven. And that's exactly what Jesus is saying to those that would listen. You know, there's that spiritual nourishment. You know, I've never been on the brink of starvation. I do know what it was like in seminary days to have two things to eat. I'd have three things. I'd have peanut butter, honey, and a loaf of bread. That was my staple. And every day at lunch, I'd have peanut butter, honey, and two pieces of bread. Peanut butter, honey, and two pieces of bread. I still love it. Now listen, Paul said it this way, or David said it this way. He said, I have been young, and now I'm aged. Old. He said, here's what I've never seen. I have never seen the righteous, fill in the blank, forsaken, or their seed begging for bread. Jesus said, that's the reason. Listen, you're mine. You belong to me. And I give you my word as your Lord and your Savior that you don't ever have to worry. All you have to do is be faithful and to be obedient. You know, David found that all throughout his life. When David wrote Psalms 23, you know, he said, He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they cover me. Why, David? David knew exactly what a shepherd was to his sheep. See, I don't have sheep. You don't have sheep. But some of us have dogs. Now, sort of a parallel situation. Don't have a dog now. Some of you may have one. Your dog starves to death, don't it? No, you know what you do? You'll go to that store and you'll get that big box or bag of Old Roy. No, you got to get something better than that. It's amazing how much those little animals cost. But you know what? The Bible says you can tell a type of man or a woman by the way they treat their animal. Did you know that scripture? What do? You scoop some out, put it in front of your animal, because you care for your little animals. Jesus said it this way. Look at the birds of the air. They neither toil nor spin. Solomon in all of his majestic glory was not arrayed like those fields were. That's exactly what Jesus reminds you and me. He's the door of protection. He's the door of provision. You know, he voluntarily obligates himself to you, voluntarily, because you're a sheep. And here's what happens. When you realize that walking beside you all of life is the chief shepherd, all throughout your days, that should transform you from insecurity to security. Transform you from fear to excitement. Why? Because Jesus said, I'm the door. Nobody's going to get to you, my son. Nobody's going to get to you, my daughter. Nobody's going to get to you. The good shepherd gives his life, and that's exactly what I did for you. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much that you're the good shepherd. Oh, what wonderful provision and protection there is to our life that you have voluntarily obligate yourself to us. To think that you continually stay beside our lives always. We can never go anywhere. We can never experience anything in life apart from your divine permission. You're the door. And when those enemies come to our life, you'll beat them off. You give that loving reminder to us because you love your sheep. Thank you, Father, for these simple yet such profound truths that are etched in your word. Now, Father, pray for that person who's here that may need to respond. God is our prayer. In Jesus we pray. Amen.